You're listening to the Britpop Show, sponsored by Creation Day Festival, playing the best and the rest of Britpop.
Welcome to the Britpop Show. I'm going to start with a bit of Oasis. Why not, indeed? It's good to be free. It's good to be back Monday night. I'll let you know what the theme is shortly. Let me know if you're listening. Bit of Oasis, it's good to be free. There's a bit of a crackle in the headphones today. I'm hoping you can't hear that. So that's a bit of Oasis. And today's theme is, it's probably not on topic for a lot of people, including those who listen abroad. But it's on topic for us in the UK, and that is what everybody is talking about, and that is celebrity traitors. Now, I don't know if you've listened to Traitors or watched Traitors and you've watched the show. I hadn't, and then I got dragged into it in the last few episodes. And it's quite compulsive viewing. And I thought, right, if we were going to do a proper one, a Britpop one, who would we have? What characters from Britpop would you like to see on Celebrity Traitors, if they were going to do a Britpop version? Let me know what your thoughts are. I think Gaz Coombs, lead singer from Supergrass, would be crazy and therefore brilliant at Celebrity Traitors.
Yeah.
Right, well, you're all doing your homework and let me know who you would like to see on the Britpop version of Celebrity Traitors. I will get that phrase by the end of the show. While you're all letting me know, I'm going to let you know about this thing on Thursday that's happening. It's in London, so if you are in London, Hackney, get down to this massive Britpop doubleheader. There's another doubleheader, so we're going to have a doubleheader this week. But there's the first one is the Britpop doubleheader of the Supernaturals supporting the Blue Tones in Hackney. It's on Thursday. Tickets are still available. This is a doubleheader not to be missed. And just to remind you what they're all about, there's some Supernaturals followed by some Blue Tones.
Cheap as I'm freaking, I've had such a weekend, I think I must be turning to God. My girlfriend has dumped me and headed for the country, the boy who wears white socks.
Back to the 90s.
We'll be right back.
Supernaturals supported by the Blue Tones in Hackney this week. In your ticket's still available. Go and why not go and try it out? If you enjoyed a bit of Day Before Yesterday's Man, a bit of Cut Some Rug, then no doubt they'll be playing those and many other hits. Right, we're going to get back to the theme, which is people in relation to celebrity traitors and who you think they would be appropriate. We're going to do that after this song, because we have, of course, just had fireworks. Or in fact, well, it's not fireworks, it's Bonfire Night. We've just had Bonfire Night. And there's a lot of people that have, some people love fireworks, some people hate them. Either way, you can't not enjoy this song by Embrace. Right, we definitely are going to do the theme now, and we've had a message from Trevor Davey. He says, Richard Ashcroft would be so unpredictable because as much as I love him, he's as mad as a box of frogs. And I reckon that's probably one of the best qualities you can have in order to win celebrity traitors, and in fact to win, therefore, celebrity Britpop traitors.
All this talk of getting old, it's getting me down, my love, like a cat in a bag waiting to drown. This time I'm coming down, and I hope you're thinking of me. Is she laid down on your side? Now the trucks don't work, they just make you worse. But I know I'll see your face again. Now the trucks don't work, they just make you worse. But I know I'll see your face again. But I know I'm on the losing streak as I pass down my old street. And if you want a show, then just let me know and I'll sing in your ear again. Now the trucks don't work, they just make you worse. But I know I'll see your face again. 'Cause baby, just let me know.
I'll tell you who'd be good on Celebrity Britpop Traitors, and that is Gruff Rhys, because he could be like leaving clues in Welsh and no one would even know what was going on. And the Super Furry Animals, they're back, and they're excited to announce that they'll be headlining Bristol Sounds in June 2026 with special guest Gweno. And you can sign up for access to pre-sale tickets on Wednesday, the 12th of November at 10 a.m. Get on it, people!
Mutual appreciation, away from narrow preconception, avoiding conflict, hypertension, non-phobic word aerobic. This was my domain, till someone stole my name.
Now, I promised you a double header, and this is the second part of that double header. We've had Supernatural supporting the Blue Tones, and next summer in Cardiff, you've got Garbage and Skunk Anansie doing a double headline show.
Queer. hope you're feeling happy now. I see you feel no pain at all, it seems. I wonder what you're doing now. I wonder if you think of me at all. Do you still play the same?
And back to the theme, Helen on Twitter says, Rick Witter for the win. He's smart and I reckon sly. I think that's a compliment, Rick. Run with it.
Around the corner and ready to
And that wasn't the end of Helen's tweet. She said, I'm interested in who would be the minor participants, not the big dogs, the chihuahuas, members of BIS, Symposium, Silver Sun, Earl Brutus, etc. I reckon a member of Electricity would be good on Celebrity Big Brother. Like that, the lead guitarist, Steve, I reckon he'd go in there and he'd be all sly, going under the radar, hiding behind his beard, and then reveal himself as a traitor right at the end.
Ask me why. No one would see. No one would lay down here with me. I don't wanna fly. I don't even want to try. I just wanna be. No one would ever set me free. Oh, my angel.
sometimes I see you laying next to me. I wanna believe, but all I can do.
People of Australia, this next one is specifically for you. Ben Ottewell and Ian Ball present Gomez by Request, where you decide the set list. Now, they've just done Adelaide, and then they go to, on the 11th, they go Newcastle, Canberra, Sydney, Byron Bay, Gold Coast, Brisbane, Hobart, Melbourne again, Archie's Creek, Christchurch, Wellington and Auckland. And they finish in Auckland on the 26th of November. Some are sold out. So get on your tickets if you're down under and you fancy seeing Gomez. And also you fancy basically shouting out, play this song for me. And they do it.
Ghosts in the street.
Subscribing to the Big Dog Theory, I know who would be good on the Britpop version of Celebrity Traitors, and that is Tim Burgess from The Charlatans. And last week I told you that they were going on tour in December, and it mainly sold out, apart from Manchester, which still appears to be not sold out. But as a result, they're also going to the rest of the country around springtime, April and May. They're doing the 24th in Norwich, then they go Brighton, Bournemouth, Cardiff, Nottingham, and then in May they go the 1st of May, Birmingham, Sheffield, Newcastle, Aberdeen, and Edinburgh, ending, of course, in Scotland. Bit of Charlatans there. Tim Burgess will be brilliant in the Celebrity Traitor house or the castle. And Esther has said, I need Jarvis to be on the next series of Celebrity Traitors. It's true. He would be incredible and nobody would understand anything he was doing, and therefore he'd probably win. Anyway, thanks for your suggestions. That's it for this week. See you on the flip side.
Outside I heard her. All right. that was alright for a while. But soon I wanted more. I wanted to see as well as hear, and so I hid inside her wardrobe. And she came home round four. And she was with some kid called David. And from the garage up the road, I listened outside, I heard her. When I saw you next day, I really couldn't tell, 'cause you might go and tell your mother. And so you went with me. Oh yeah, me was coming on. And I thought I heard you laughing. When his mom and dad were gone, I listened outside, I heard you. Alright. Oh, I wanna take you home. I wanna give you children. You might be my girlfriend. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, well, I guess it couldn't last too long. I came home one day and all the things were gone. I never heard her come. Oh, I had opened up the wardrobe and I had to get it on, yeah. Oh, listen, oh, we were on the bed when you came home. I heard you stop outside the door.